You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Knockouts and Three Counts. Normally, I would have my co-host Kyle here to do our little bit, but Kyle couldn't make it here live at the Burton Manor in Livonia. He had a little bit of a family issue, so our thoughts and prayers are with Kyle and his family. But I'm here with the man, the myth, the legend himself, Mr. Dave Phillips from Podcast Detroit. What's up, man?
I'm doing good. I don't know how much help I'm going to be for you on the MMA front. I don't think I've even seen Ring Girls yet that I can commentary on, but I'm hopeful.
Yeah, kind of looking forward to the Ring Girls. And my girlfriend is listening. I just want to meet the young ladies and make sure they're safe. That's all.
Make for good interviews. Exactly. That's absolutely. Find their career goals, hopes, and aspirations and dreams.
You know, social media, you got to spread the word about Knockouts and Three Counts.
Exactly,
all that
good stuff.
Yeah. Thanks.
It's for work, babe.
Thanks for helping me cover that. But yeah, we're here live at TXC, Triple X Cage Fighting here at Burton Manor. If you are not doing anything tonight, come on down. We're here at Burton Manor in Livonia, right off of 696 of Schoolcraft. Hey.
Wait. Now, we were just talking about Ring Girls. Why is it called Triple X Cage Fighting?
You know what? I'm going to have to go talk to Joe Battaglia about that. I might need to change the name of it.
Just saying. It sets a certain expectation.
You know what? You're right. It's not that kind of Triple X, people.
I was going to say, they put a ring up. I don't see a jello pit. I don't see any mud being brought in for wrestling.
It's not that kind of cage fight.
No baby oil. No.
Well, no, the guys are going to be oiled up a little bit.
Not what I'm interested in. Yeah. But, not that there's anything wrong with that.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. But, not my cup of tea. But, yeah, we'll be here, you know, breaking down the card a little bit, as much as you can help me out with, Dave. I'll go through and give the predictions for this card. The eye makers on Tapology have made predictions for this card. We'll go through that real quick. We'll talk a little bit of UFC and MMA in general, and then when we run out of stuff to talk about that, we'll just start shooting the shit.
Good. I'm down. That's probably where I will be my strongest.
Okay, no problem. But, yeah, like I said, Burton Manor, make sure if you're not doing anything,
dude,
come on
down. This is a nice room. I've been doing a lot of wrestling stuff and all that, you know, for the past 5 years. This is a solid room. I think I might want to come book stuff in.
You know, honestly, when we came through here, we came in through the wrong way, and we saw like tables set up like a wedding. I'm like, wow, this is gonna be kind of weird. But when we came through here and I saw the cage set up and the seating,
nice high ceilings. Really nice. Exactly. They've done a great job with setting up all the tables. They got a few bars up and running.
Gonna be fun.
This is what an event space should be. I'm pretty impressed.
Yeah. So. Yeah, you've done a lot of wrestling events yourself, so where would you rate this as far as, like, you know, your best wrestling event being a 10 and being the worst? Where would you kind of fit this setup so far?
From the indie scene and that kind of stuff, I mean, it's probably a good solid 8. I'd probably even rank it a little bit higher were it not it's out in Livonia.
Right.
It's a little bit, it's not, that downtown corridor or that kind of stuff.
Right.
But, I mean, for stuff that's going on out here, this is amazing. This is a great friggin' room for stuff.
Cool. So Square Circle Review might be coming here one day, maybe?
Dude, they're addicted to downtown.
Okay.
Like, that's a thing.
You know,
it's not Detroit enough, man. You know how much I love that shit.
Yeah, I'm kind of disappointed I wasn't able to make it to that show. I had to go to a funeral out of town. I was planning on coming. I was really looking forward to seeing that.
Oh, that was so much fun. Those shows are always a blast. I'm so glad we dove in and helped them get up and running, and not just because Roxy Delight did burlesque at halftime.
Whoa, what?
Oh, no, Roxy Delight. If you're not familiar with the name, you should go. It's Roxy, R-O-X-Y, D'Apostrophe, L-I-T-E. She's like an internationally known, like, who knew burlesque was still a thing? Now that I went to that, now that Roxy and I are friends on Facebook, now I'm getting...
Your timeline's flooded with...
Well, no, the Suicide Girls are coming to town.
I've seen some of their shows.
For like a geek burlesque show, which I'm like,
a geek,
oh hi, like, yeah, they're dressing up in like Star Wars cosplays and stuff, and interested Dave is interested.
Once again, hi baby, how you doing? My girlfriend, this is all for work purposes. Yeah, I might have to check that out, man. Any plans on another Squirrel Circle review show anytime soon?
We haven't set the next date yet. We actually just finally recovered from the last one. we had a good follow up meeting, just figuring out how everything went logistic wise and everything else. We're thinking like it's going to be at least quarterly, possibly even a little bit sooner than that.
It
was such a fun night, and it was such a packed crowd. Have you done stuff down at Tangent before?
No, I haven't.
So from when you first park your car or pull up in the Uber, I Ubered because I knew I was just going
to
be drunk.
A smart thing to do.
You're like, oh my God, I'm in Bartertown from Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. And then you walk in and you're like, oh, this is a really sweet spot. Dude, they have a beautiful bar. The bartenders are friggin' amazing. And it's a great space for stuff like that. I mean, it's probably, so this is, I'm guessing, two rooms put together. Because there's the dividing wall.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing this is two rooms. It's one of these rooms.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's not huge, but, I mean, it was packed, standing room only, probably 5-6 deep, wow, outside the chairs and that kind of stuff. And, the one thing this amazes me, especially in this day and age, you didn't have everybody with their phones out, even when Roxy was doing her thing.
Wow.
Which was amazing. Like, people were just really, really into it and attentive, and it was very, very cool.
Yeah, as Joe Rogan likes to say, hey, live life. Don't live it behind your phone. So, yeah, if it actually has that many people engaged into it and not actually on their phones, like, oh my God, this is the greatest thing ever. You should be here.
Yeah.
Just actually enjoying that moment, man. It must have been.
Hey, let's look at these fireworks from 4th of July last year that I recorded on my phone, said no one ever.
Right.
Yeah.
We talked about this before offline. Like, social media is, I can't stand it, but it's a necessary evil for this.
It is the best of times. It is the worst of times.
Hopefully we don't end up in a war while we're broadcasting this.
Oh, no, we'll shit. #, thanks, Trump.
Let's just shoot the shit for a little bit. Let me ask you a question. Like, from someone that's our show, we're kind of thinking of putting together a show, wrestling show, and maybe even MMA involved.
Right.
But what does it take for someone to start to put a show on from the ground up? Like, how much money? What logistics do they have to take care of to do stuff like that? Like,
Step one, you got to get a ring. A lot of places you can rent them.
Right.
In fact, a lot of the promotions don't own their own ring, and they just rent them from one of two or three guys that do. Obviously MMA rings a lot different than wrestling, / boxing rings.
Right.
Wrestling and boxing you can get away with in the same ring. I mean, MMA, as long as the guys are cool with it, you can do it in a wrestling ring.
Right.
And you want to make sure you get like one of the good, 16-foot rings. You don't want one of the little, 12-foot training rings that I've seen a promotion get suckered into wrestling or renting one of those, and it was not pretty.
What about 18 or 20? Is it a little bit too big?
Honestly, depends on the space.
Okay.
Really depends on the room. Like, 16 is about as small as you want to go.
Okay.
And then from there you're fine. Logistically, find either a promotion that you want to bring, an existing promotion that you want to bring in,
okay,
or B, start making friends with wrestlers, and just say, hey, look, this is what I'm thinking about doing. Whether it's a one-time thing, I'm going to give this a shot and see what happens, or hey, we're doing this for a specific event, whether it's a charity event, that kind of thing.
Right.
And then the biggest thing is promotion. The one thing I've learned, just watching, everything over the course of the past 5 years is getting the guys to promote their own shit is so hard, and that's so frustrating.
It's funny you say that because, our show, we have MMA fighters and wrestlers come in, and it's weird getting them to share the show that they did and promote that, hey, I'm going to be on this show.
Yeah.
It's not that much. It's like just retweet or, share what we already put out. And
right.
There you go.
That we already tagged you in. So
right.
You got notified. So you saw it.
There's
a little button there that says share.
Right. It's amazing how hard it is to actually do that. So it's funny you say that.
Well, no, because I did all of the graphics and flyers and all that kind of stuff for the one promotion for a long, long time. And I stopped doing individual flyers for certain people because they never shared them out. So why invest the time in doing them?
Right.
And finally they were like, well, hey, man, why aren't you doing one? I'm like, because you don't share it out.
Right.
What's the point of me taking the time to put one together for you
if you're not
going to do anything with it?
Exactly.
It's not on me to promote your ass. It's on you to promote your ass.
Exactly. So promotion is very
important. Promotion's a big thing. Important. And then venue. I mean, you want to find out, where you're going to be, because that'll dictate you know, the size of the ring you can get and that kind of stuff. It may also dictate what kind of talent you can attract, you know, so it depends on, you know, who's, you know, who are the guys around and that kind of, you know, in that area.
Right.
I mean, a lot of these guys will drive, I mean, they'll drive forever for, you know, just for gas money to show up. I mean, they're just so dedicated to it.
Right.
But, you know, if you've got, like, you know, a name, you know, that that's local to that area that you could possibly pull in, you know, a little bit on the cheap because, hey, you know, dude, show up. I'll flip you a couple $100, sign autographs, and we'll cover your bar tab for the night. Although I've learned, Marty Jannetty, I'm looking at you. Saying, hey, I'm going to cover your bar tab for the night can be a dangerous proposition.
So it is really funny you bring up Marty Jannetty, because Marty Jannetty is honestly one of the names we talked about trying to get for the show that we're doing. I saw him at Clash in, I want to say it was December or January.
Okay.
And I follow his Facebook.
Oh, he's a hilarious guy.
Oh, my
and
God.
He's fun to hang out with. He's got stories for days.
Right.
It's, boy, can that man drink. Oof.
So I've heard.
Oh yeah, he's a good time. But yeah, so like I said, you know, you lock down your venue, you know, and then, you know, start, and then now you've got your base, you know, the base of your logistics. You know what the room's going to cost you. You know, you'll know what the ring's going to cost you. You know, figure out what your total budget is, and then, you know, that minus what you already know is, all right, here's what I want to burn on guys. Okay. You know, we learned women wrestlers, even if they suck, tend to be more expensive. And I mean that in the professional sense, not in the XXX capacity. I'm just, you know, even if they're not that good, they're more expensive just because they're a rarity.
Right.
The midget wrestlers are insanely priced.
I've heard that too.
Just because they're a rarity and it's a thing. You know, it, you know, basically it's, you know, find some, you know, you want to fill your card with like a lot of, you know, mid carders and that kind of stuff, like guys that are local in the area that are known really well, and maybe worry about, you know, throwing a few $100 at, you know, at least one name to come in for your top match.
Okay.
On the card. And as long as you know, and then the trick is find that name that hasn't been here recently. Like, you know, we were talking with a couple of people about that. You know, there's that Legends of Wrestling thing.
Yeah, that's next week, yeah.
Yeah, that's coming up. And we've seen everybody there. Like, in the last...
I've seen a bunch of those guys,
in the last 2 years, or the last year, they've all been here.
Right.
You know, whether it's Motor City Comic Con or at... or at Astronomicon or at, you know, one of the events that we've put on, they've all been here.
Right.
So there's no real draw. You know, for us, you know, now for people that, you know, don't go to Comic-Con, that don't go to those events, it may be a great thing for them and more power to you. But that's part of the shtick is, you know, and the one thing that I've learned is, or I keep saying the one thing. So another thing that I've learned, another one thing, you know, it's a lot of it, you know, it's not just the promotion, it's also the marketing.
Okay.
Cause I mean, like, yeah, there's a hardcore diehard wrestling contingent, that'll go to damn near anything
right.
where you say that there's wrestling going on and they'll go. And that's like maybe 20, 30 people, maybe 40 if I'm pushing it. Obviously, that's not going to cover your nut
exactly.
for what you're going to do. So, I mean, that's where the marketing and advertising and promotion comes in. You know, you want to, you know, whether it's a, like I said, if it's a charity event, you know, or if it's, you know, something unique and different, like, you know, Squared Circle. You know, Squared Circle is not your typical wrestling event. I mean, you know, one of their main characters is Invisibil, the Invisible Man.
I've heard about that.
So it's one guy in a ring basically beating the crap out of himself for an entire match, and it's amazing. you know, you got a live band that plays all night long, you know, through all the matches. So, I mean, that's something unique and different.
Right.
You know, that's, and they were packed. I mean, because it's just a very different thing. You know, whereas, you know, you look at, like, you know, some of the shows that happen, whether it's at, you know, the Ritz, or it happens at, you know, like, I mean, there's a couple things that, you know, go on, like playhouses and that kind of thing.
I've noticed there's a lot of promotions that do their shows downriver.
Yep.
Taylor, Wyandotte, places like that.
Spots are cheap.
Okay.
You know, it's real easy to get a venue for next to nothing.
Okay.
You know, if not have them pay you to come in and do it. You know, it may not be a lot, but they, you know, depending on that kind of, you know, so I mean, it really just depends. Like I said, it really depends on where you want to be and where you want to run, and how much you want. I mean, I would not, unless you're doing something really unique and interesting, hope for break even, you know.
I asked Bob the same question. He said, at best, you'll break even.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's something that we kind of talked about amongst ourselves. It started off as a joke, but it kind of, like, turned into, like, we might actually be able to do this. We just, like, start booking the cars, like, hey, because one of the guys on our show, Tony, he's an actual wrestler. We'll have him wrestle the Miz and this and that.
Yeah.
But more and more we started talking about it, and you know, Tony, he works for a company, rentawrestlingring.com. He said, I can get a ring. He said, venues are cheap, and, you know, he knows a lot of talent. I'm like, we can actually get some of these guys in there. We were talking about getting a Human Tornado from California. He knows him. We had him on our show, and he's never been here. He's never wrestled here. He said he would love to wrestle here. So that's kind of how it started. So it's like, if we can actually do this, man, we might have to try to put this on.
You got us floating around. We're always happy to help with stupid stuff, so that's what we do.
Yeah, you're willing to help us waste our money, too.
if we can do it, anybody can.
Man. So does Podcast Detroit have any, or ITNDD have anything coming up that you need to promote? Get out there real quick while we got the people.
What do we got going on? We got, we just did our free podcast day last weekend. That was packed again for Podcast Detroit. We got our next podcaster meetup. I think it's May 7th.
I think it's the 10th.
Whatever that second Thursday. I'll tell you in a sec. Pull up ye calendar of doom. It is May 10th. You are absolutely right. Over at Salinas. So we'll be back there, you know, up the street from the studios.
Yep.
We've got, our ITNDD networking event. In fact, we'll be over at Falling Down this coming Thursday. The brewery over in Warren, hanging out there doing our thing. We got a lot going on. We're coming into Comic-Con season, which is, you'll find us all the places.
If
there's a nerd in a cosplay outfit, we're going to be there. That's yeah.
Yeah, that's why I was asking. I was pretty sure you were going to get to the Comic-Cons. So we've done two of them. We did Astronomicon, mm-hmm. which was the first time, and I thought that they did a great job for...
Oh, for a first-year con, that was amazing.
And honestly, I wouldn't call it a Comic-Con. It was more of a pop culture con.
Yeah, it was almost a blend of like horror con and pop culture con. And honestly, that was one of the really cool things about that con. Is there were a lot of vendors there that I've never seen in other cons before.
Really?
Which, like, you know, when you start doing, you know, I mean, we did 16, 18 cons last year. We're doing, I think we scaled it back a little bit. We're doing like 12 or 14 this year. But when you go to that many, like, you see the same people at every one, which on one hand is awesome because you get to know them and you hang out and all that kind of stuff. But on the other hand,
down the line, get them on your show, whatever.
Oh, yeah. Like, but on the other hand, it's, I already bought your stuff.
Right.
Like, I already have all your things. Sorry. Whereas, like, Astronomicon, like there was that one, the what's it called, the taxidermy booth, that had like just all the dead stuff in it, like, you know, bones and, you know, bats encased in lanterns and just all kinds of crazy shit.
Wow, I don't
like
think I saw that.
Dude, I've never, it was on the back wall.
Okay.
And I just, dude, I'd never seen like that vendor anywhere before. Wow. Like, and I'm sure they're at like Motor City Nightmares, but like we've never been to that con before. So this was our first exposure to them. And, you know, and all the, you know, the wrestlers and, you know, obviously, you know, Mike and Ming and those, and, you know, and Brian and all those guys.
Right.
You know, that was a ton of fun. I mean, yeah, for a first year con, you know, that was great. And there's another first year con this year in August, the Michigan Comic Con, that's going to be down at Cobo.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, that'll be interesting. I mean, you know, we've been saying for years, you know, Motor City ought to, you know, head out of Novi and head downtown. Well, somebody's bringing a Comic Con downtown. I guess we'll see how it does.
Okay, cool. You know of any more wrestlers or maybe? Oh, before I ask this about the wrestling, have you ever seen an MMA fighter at a con? You know, signing autographs or anything like that?
No.
Huh.
No, I honestly, because I was trying to think there, like, just my frame of reference with MMA folks is either they come into the studios for one of the shows, or I'm out at an event like this and meet them there. Yeah, when it comes to cons, I don't think like the Comic Con scene has really clued into that yet. Like, so you've got, and you look at like a lot of the wrestlers that show up, you know, at those cons. I mean, it's mostly your legends status people.
Right.
You know, people
Mick Foley's, Ted DiBiase,
right.
You know, Godfather, people that I've seen at cons.
Right.
Wrestling, yeah.
Yeah. Guys that were wrestling when we were kids.
Right.
You know, so I mean, MMA.
When it was good.
Yeah, exactly. Back in the day, you damn kids today. But that's the thing is, you know, I don't know, you know, MMA is still a relatively young sport. I mean, as far as the public's concerned. And so I don't know that you have, you know, yeah, I mean, if you could get, like, you know, one of the Gracies or somebody like that
Chuck
to show
Liddell,
up.
Tito
yeah,
Ortiz,
you know,
type
somebody
of
like that. Yeah, I'm sure they'd be all over it. But
hasn't quite gotten to that.
Yeah.
Needs a little bit more seasoning before it gets to that point.
Okay. I would think so.
Because I was just sitting there thinking it might be a business opportunity, but I probably shouldn't say that on a microphone.
Well, you know, and you look at it, you know, you've also got like the, you know, you do have other kinds of shows where you've got like, you know, sports shows, you know, right. sports card and collectible shows, that kind of stuff. You know, something like that you might see one of them at. Yeah, but that's not my niche, not my genre, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, kind of the Arnold Classic down in Columbus is huge. Yep. And there's always a lot of big fighters down there. I know, I think a couple of our shows went down there this
yep.
year.
Undercard actually helped put it together. Okay. And then and Top Rope Review okay. was down there with them, yeah.
Yeah. So, but more to the back to the wrestling side yeah. of things, like any people you know that are going to be at the cons that are usually there, people we can expect at the cons that we're going to be doing at Podcast Detroit?
God, I haven't really been paying too much attention just because life's been insane lately.
it's always the same with you, man.
It really seems that way. I swear I'll sleep when I'm like, I don't know, dead. but no, so like the people I've noticed for Motor City Comic Con, like their first 2 weeks of announcements were either voice actors or the kids from It.
Really?
Yeah, like that was their first 2 weeks of announcements. Yeah. And I'm always kind of like torn about kids from things at Comic-Con because like the I don't know if you watch The Walking Dead or not.
Yeah.
But like the little girls, the Hey, Look at the Flowers.
Yeah.
Like the,
yeah
from
yeah.
like a couple like seasons ago.
Yeah.
Were there because I mean, if you take a dump on an episode of The Walking Dead, you're set for life on the Comic-Con circuit, apparently. They always have like at least 8 or 10 people. And I'm like, wait, what episode were you in? You were what? Oh, you took a crap behind Negan. Great. Awesome. but so, no, so like she was there. And she just looked so horribly uncomfortable and out of place with people coming up to her that, I mean, it's like, okay, is that her that wants to be here or is it like the parents that are trying to milk it for all they can?
Right.
So, I mean, that's a weird thing. And like, you know, I think the kids from It are a little bit older than that. So right. maybe it won't be quite as bad. But yeah, no, like I always forget his name, but it's the dude from The Princess Bride that says inconceivable. He's going to be there.
Okay.
I saw something on Fox too where they said like the cast from the original Superman movie back in 78 is going to be there because
wow.
it's the 40th anniversary. I'm like, well, but wait, Christopher Reeve's dead.
Right.
Marlon Brando's dead.
Right.
Isn't Margot Kidder dead? Or is she still around?
I'm not sure.
I know, like, but Bob's all excited because the guy that played Nan, who's the mute guy,
yeah.
is going to be there. And there's a guy from our networking group who we call Nan because he looks like him. but I couldn't even tell you the guy's real name. He just looks like Nan.
Wow.
so I know he's going to be there. But, like, yes, I mean, it's, you know, it'll be interesting. I mean, you know, we just went through, the, you know, we'll have our two booths set up there, you know, and then we've got, you know, before that is PenguinCon. Like we always kind of say, you know, so Motor City Comic Con and those kind of cons are all about marketing. PenguinCon is all about content.
Okay.
So like marketing, like we just go, you know, for like Motor City and those kind of things. I mean, like we go to like get the word out and advertise and, you know, get shows exposure and all that stuff.
Right.
PenguinCon, like there's like last year they had something like it's all user generated content. So like they had something like 540 hours of content between Friday afternoon and Sunday afternoon. Last year, and it was everything from hey, you want to learn how to fight with shillelaghs, to hey, how do you talk to your wife about getting into an open marriage and BDSM? I mean, it was just, you know, they have all. It's literally just all across the board. So, like Bob and I are doing, I think 9 different panels this year. Everything from like podcasting 101, 201. We're doing our How Not to Suck at Networking, the 10 Commandments of Job Search. You know, a couple of different panels there, and then of course our 80s parties, which are now legendary.
Yeah, let's talk about these parties. I've seen video footage, but I haven't really experienced the parties yet, man. When PenguinCon's the one I need to go to get the first party experience, man.
Oh, absolutely. So, okay. Yeah, the room parties at PenguinCon, we went, the first year we went, we thought we were cool because we showed up with, like, a Bluetooth speaker and a couple of bottles from Valentine. And we were like, and then we got there and we were like, holy shit, like people really go all out for this nonsense. Like people had rooms decorated and it was just, you know, and just, and everything. So we were like, all right, game on. So we came back the next year and in one of the little suites, and you know, Bob's been a DJ forever. He was right. DJ Bob at the Post Bars forever. So it was, you know, blasting 80s music. You know, we had, you know, a couple of kegs from Falling Down because even before we bought in, we've always been friends with them. Had a couple of kegs, and we won best room party, which means we got the big suite last year. So the big suite last year, yeah. So we burned through, we did the math, or actually I did the math. So Friday night, we went through 550 wristbands That's how many people came through Friday night. We went through four kegs. We went through, what was it, 11 half-gallons of vodka, two bottles of Jaeger, two bottles of Fireball, and a couple of other assorted bottles of stuff. Saturday night, we ran out at 1,200 wristbands. We ran out of wristbands.
Wow.
I have no idea how many people. We went through 18 half-gallons of vodka. We went through six kegs. We went through four bottles of Jaeger, four bottles of Fireball, four bottles of Jack Fire, and other. And then the best part is that by 9:30, all of the other room parties had just come down to our room with booze in hand going, okay, look, we give. Can we just play with you guys? So, yeah, we know what we're doing when it comes to throwing a good party.
So basically what you're saying is everybody needs to get a ticket to PenguinCon this year.
And dude, and it's well, and here's the thing. One, it's cheap, and two, it's amazing. Like, you will never find a more open, inclusive, just phenomenal bunch of people than you do at that event. And the best part is, like, we're trying to figure out how to incorporate Star Wars into our, because it's the first weekend of May. And so Friday night is May the 4th, be with you.
Yes.
And Saturday night will be Revenge of the 5th. So we're trying to figure, you know, we're trying to figure out how to incorporate those properly. But yes, I mean, it's literally it. If you can't find someone there who geeks out about the same thing you geek out about, I'd be speechless.
Wow.
Like I said, it's, you know, shillelagh fighting too. I mean, and there's hardcore tech panels, like, you know, hacking and security. There's a network security capture the flag event going on, sponsored by Merit, which is like the first, they were the first big internet provider out here in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything from just learning how to hack to, like, probably should be on an FBI watch list some level. So yeah, there's a ton of cool shit that goes on there. So there's PenguinCon, we got Motor City Comic Con. We'll be up at up in Traverse City at the it's called C4. It's the Cherry Capital Comic Con. And I said that we're doing the one in Michigan. We're doing or the one down at Cobo, the Michigan Comic Con. We got a bunch going on, but I mean, we love them because I mean, it helps us get the shows out and get some exposure and do what we do.
Do you guys travel out of the state for cons?
We did the one down in Toledo, the Fantastic Con guys, because we've done a couple of their shows here, and they've always been really great to us.
Right.
So we hopped down to Toledo, and we have fun there. We don't do a lot. Like, we keep getting asked about, like, hey, are you guys going to go to C2E2? Are you guys going to do, you know, Dragon Con? Are you going to do Gen Con? Are you going to, you know, or what about San Diego? Man, like, what's Podcast Detroit going to do at a con in Chicago? What's right. Podcast Detroit going to do at San Diego Comic Con? It's not, you know, our whole thing, and this is what I keep telling shows, you know, we get you, hey man, can you help us get press passes for like Chicago for C2E2? And I'm like, why don't you, worry about owning the shows in your own backyard?
Right.
Like, I get it. Like, you want to go fanboy out with the guests that are there.
Right.
That's not what press passes are for, and that makes us look shitty when you do that. So, no. Like, yeah, no, own your shit here, and when you kill shit here, then we'll talk about helping you elsewhere. Because, I mean, we do. We've got, you know, we've helped, like, some of the, like, we've helped, like, Jay Clark, the guy that's up in Toronto that we've known forever. We helped him get approved for, you know, Toronto Comic Con. Just because, I mean, like, he wants to sit down and do in-depth interviews with people, which is awesome. I mean, that's what it's supposed to be for.
Right. Well, the reason why I asked that is because I don't know if you and Bob have talked about it or heard about it, but the Bullet Club, they're putting together a show in Chicago. The self-promoted show.
We did hear about that.
Well, it's becoming bigger than they expected. It's going to be like a whole weekend thing, and it's going to be almost like a con there.
Okay.
And they're
do we know what weekend it is?
It's September 1st weekend. I've already got my hotel booked.
Okay.
I'm going to be there, but they want vendors. They want podcasters to come out there, and I was sitting there thinking, hey, we've got plenty of wrestling shows on the network. Maybe
right.
Some of us would like to go down there. I'm going.
And that's the thing. I mean, Chicago's a four-hour drive. I mean, hell, we're trying to figure out whether or not we're going to go to Philly for this podcast movement thing that's going on.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's Chicago. It's a three-and-a-half-hour drive. We can talk about it.
Okay. But even if we don't do anything with the network as far as, like, our show, do you think that would be a good...
No, dude, that's your target demographic. That's okay. Your niche. Yeah, you absolutely should.
Okay, cool. Because, you know, I didn't want to go, you know, too far out and, you know, try to set up and, like...
Well, no, because like for something like for something like that, I mean, that's a little bit different. Like, so something like that, you know, you go there and you're looking like, and you're either A, getting content for your show, or B, you're looking to line up guests for future episodes of your show.
Okay.
It's not like, you know, some of the stupid shit that goes on, like, oh yeah, I just want to go fanboy out with, because I mean, like, let's be honest, anybody who listens to the first 4 minutes of any of our show, our intro, it's us drunk with 80s D-list celebrities. But we fund and finance that ourselves. That's right. That's our fun. That's our payoff for being the idiots that we are. We're not here to enable that for everybody else. I mean, if you're with us, more power to you. But yeah. But no, like stuff like that where you're actually going to like foster professional connections and that kind of shit. Absolutely, dude.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that might be something me and the guys are going to have to definitely do. So I know me and Kyle are definitely going. It's just... it's right down the street in Chicago. And it's not too far.
Yeah. Yeah.
Once I found out about all this other stuff, I'm like, I gotta bring this up to Dave and Bob and see if they'd be interested in, you know, other shows in the network.
Yeah, shoot me a link. I'll take a look at what booth prices are and that kind of stuff. Can't hurt.
All right, cool. Yeah, we're sitting there taking care of business here live at TXC.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's an MMA event going on tonight. MMA.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're sitting ringside at a ring.
So how much MMA do you watch, or are you into, or how many MMA events have you been to?
I think I've been to 4 okay. MMA events. It's not in my regular rotation.
Okay.
I mean, it's one of those things where, like, if it's on in a bar, I'll watch it.
Right.
If I'm home and flipping through channels and fairly buzzed, yeah, I'll check it out. Yeah. Okay. Dude, and don't get me wrong, I'm fascinated by it just because, I mean, it's... Dude, the guys are incredible friggin' athletes. I mean, definitely, it's... Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, everybody's like, oh, you know, boxing's the sweet science, and that's great. This is that plus.
Definitely, definitely. And shout out to the Undercard. They record their show right before us, and, you know, guy, he's ranked in the top 15 right now in the UFC, Cody Stamos. He's there every week, man. So you might have some big name fighters walking through your studio right now. You don't even know it.
It's entirely possible.
And it's funny to me how, like, you know, whenever we've had guests come in the studio, as far as wrestling, you'd be like, oh, yeah. You'll call him by his real name. Like, oh, yeah, Johnny. Yeah, I know that guy. Like, Congo Kong is one of them. I'm like, yeah, we got Congo Kong. Oh, he's been here before. Like,
yeah.
We know Kong. We know Kong. Yeah, we get a little bit on the show whenever someone says, you know, I've been there. Or I know that guy. We ring the bell. So, yeah, I know you'd be ringing the bell if we had you on the show all day, man. But, I'm really looking forward to these fights tonight, man.
What's the card look like for an event like this? I mean, like, how many matches are they running?
Honestly, right now I don't know. I know there were 10 fights, but from what I've heard, some people fell out and some other fights were added. We've had four fighters on our show in the past 2 weeks. We had Muneeb, who's, man, he's been on our show 5 times. I think we've had him on our show more time than some of our...
5 times. It's Booker T.
5 times.
Former Knockouts and Three Cows guest, Booker T. But Muneeb's been on the show more times than some of the hosts of our show, man. So Muneeb, he's going to be fighting tonight, making his pro debut. Definitely looking forward to seeing his pro debut. He was supposed to fight, I want to say it was December, at the Motor City Casino, but a lot of stuff happened. We talked about it on the show. So hopefully everything goes smoothly this time for him. Definitely looking forward to him making his pro debut. We have the Khabib brothers fighting tonight. Randy really, really enjoyed seeing them in the studio. They're both Albanian, so there's going to be a very strong Albanian contingent here in the crowd tonight. From what I've been told, that they travel very, very well. They support all their fighters, so it's starting to fill up here now, so you're going to start seeing Albanian flags flying all over the place. We also had the main event, one of the guys in the main event, Marco Smallman. I was just talking to him earlier.
Nice.
He's fighting for the welterweight championship here. I just saw him not too long ago. He looks great. Good weight cut. He's ready to go. He looks focused. One of the most intimidating human beings I've ever talked to in my life. Like, he's not that big. He probably walks around at maybe 190 pounds, 200 pounds. But when we were talking to him, he was talking about his opponent. He just got this look in his eye, and I'm like, I peed a little bit. I'm not even going to lie. I peed a little bit.
It's a lot of it, and I do. I mean, I think a lot of it comes down to attitude and mindset. I mean, you've got two guys that are, you know, they've both been busting their ass training. They've both been busting their ass doing this stuff. You know, and whoever's putting the cards together is trying to have good matches. So you've usually got two equally balanced people,
right,
you know, hopping in this ring. a lot of it's got to come down to attitude and mindset. Like, that's what carries you through.
Most of the fighters that I've talked to and had a chance to interview, and I've asked them about that, it's like, you know, physically, yeah, you train your body, you know, so that you have, so you're not even thinking about it. A lot of it becomes mental at that point. You know, am I focused?
Yep.
You know, am I nervous? You know, did I click in? All that stuff. Like, I was talking to Marco, and what he was saying was that once that, you know, he has a little bit of nerves once he's coming out to the ring, but once he gets hit one time, he clicks in. I'm like, you got to get hit to click in? It's like, like usually you try to avoid getting hit.
Like, you can't have somebody tap you backstage before you walk out, just to, you know.
And that's what I told him. Like, why don't you have your guy, like, slap you, like, right before you walk in the ring? I've seen, you know, fighters do that. And he's like, you know, I might do that. But I told him, don't do that for this fight.
Yeah, don't change your routine for this.
At least for this fight, because I gave you the idea, so I don't want you blaming me.
If something goes sideways, right.
And I'm right here at K-side, and I'm already afraid of you. But I think Joe Battaglia, who put together this card, I think he put together a really good card. I'm looking at Tapology.com right now. They have predictions, and we're going to go through that real quick. Unfortunately, they don't have all the fights, because I know Adrian Hajabib, who we had on the show, he's fighting, but he was a replacement. I actually went and asked him, like, why didn't I see him on the card? He said he was a replacement. So he's going to be fighting along with his brother, and I'm guessing that he's going to be the favorite on that card. On that fight, excuse me. Looking through the card, it looks like our first fight on here is James Blue Jr. versus Travis Van Meckelberg. Van Meckelberg is the 83% favorite in this fight. Their scale goes from 100%, you know, basically back and forth who more people predicted to win this fight. Van Meckelberg, excuse me, he's the favorite by 83%. Fabian... I'm not really good with names, people, so excuse me. Names kind of throw me off. But Fabian Tapia Villa will be fighting Quincy Boyce. Right now they have Quincy Boyce as a 73% favorite in this one. So starting off with some fights that are, you know, kind of off balance.
Yeah.
But you never know with MMA. It only takes one punch or, you know, one mistake for...
Yeah, one stumble, one hell lucky shot, one whatever, yeah.
Exactly. Here's a guy you know, Mr. Andre Sanders. He's going to be fighting today.
Oh, yeah.
I believe this is his second pro fight. We saw him fight at Motor City Casino, the one that Muneeb was supposed to fight on. He's going to be fighting Alec Kelmer, and Sanders is the favorite in this one. He's a 93% favorite.
Wow.
He looked great in his first fight. He has a wrestling background. His opponent in that fight had to be about a foot taller than him. But couldn't do anything with Andre. Andre was he's so short and compact, and he has such a great wrestling background that the guy couldn't do anything with him. He Andre's striking was very, very good. His wrestling was great. So I expect to see...
Same kind of thing
today. So shout out to Andre on... what's the name of his show?
First Amendment.
The First Amendment podcast on Podcast Detroit. So a little bit biased on that one, I'll admit that.
Little Homer.
Terry Tube will be facing... Alright. Sampagna? Makoka Sampagna? I apologize. I apologize for butchering your name. When I saw it, I'm like, I shouldn't even try it. But Sampagna is the favorite in this one by 77%. Now we have one of our more balanced fights of the night. We have Sean Neal versus Monde Lazarowski.
I thought I recognized your face from across the room.
Lazarowski is going to be the favorite in this one at 59%. When looking at these predictions, that's probably the most balanced fight on this card as far as the predictions go. So that I'm expecting that one to be a good one. Let's go to some of the people that we know on this card. Ermel Hajabib, who we had in the studio, he's going to be fighting. This is going to be his second pro fight. From all the way from Albania, he doesn't speak much English, but he punches hard. I know that.
I was like, I don't think you need to in order to be able to beat people's ass. I think that's optional.
Yeah, he's going to be fighting Antoine Gray. Both have the same record, but both 0-1, so both are looking to get their first victory. We had Ermel in the studio, so I'm going to be pulling for the guy that we talked to, but I'm definitely looking forward to seeing what him and the Albanian nation bring to this card tonight. Also on this card, we have former guest of the show, Josh Bruckner. He's going to be fighting Riot Waller. Josh, so in MMA, you have guys that are great fighters, and you got guys that have a good look. Josh he has both. He looks like he should be modeling underwear for like Calvin Klein or something like that.
Nice.
He's a great fighter too. He in great shape. He's fighting out of MTT Michigan Top Team right now, where Cody Stamann and Darren Crowshank, where they run that camp over there. So I'm definitely looking forward to seeing him in his first fight with MTT. He recently switched camps. So I'm definitely looking forward to see what he brings tonight. Also on this card, like I said, we past guests. Guy's been on the show more times than some of our hosts. Mr. Muneeb Al-Samani, he's facing Jake Lamb. First, let me just say thank you, Jake Lamb, for taking this fight and showing up, making weight, because Muneeb, his last fight, he had a guy miss weight. They found him another fight, and they told him that their records weren't, balanced, so they canceled the fight. But Muneeb hadn't had a fight, and I think the other guy, he only had like one or two fights. So it was something crazy happened.
Weird.
So Muneeb's making his pro debut. I'm definitely looking forward to seeing him fight. This is the first time I've seen him fight live.
So do they like just have spare guys hanging around just in case?
I don't know. I mean, if they pay me the right amount of money, I might jump in there. It'll be a lot, but it has to be.
That's right, because let's be clear. If I'm going to get my ass beat, you're going to pay me.
As Ted DiBiase says, everybody has a price.
Yep.
But I'm definitely looking forward to that. That's going to be the co-main event. And our main event, Marco Smallman versus Scott Futrell. Like I said, I talked to Marco today, and we had him on the show a few weeks ago. Marco is focused. Marco was in line to be on the Ultimate Fighter for the UFC, but they cut his division right when they were getting ready to start shooting everything. So he really hasn't fought in a while because he had to deal with that, and he had to deal with the injury. So he's a little pissed off, and he's ready to whip some ass. I'm telling you, I peed a little bit in the studio. Might want to clean those seats in that studio. But he is definitely focused. So Scott Futrell, I hope. I don't know a lot about Scott Futrell, but hopefully
I hope he's ready.
I hope he's ready, because I can tell you Marco's focused. I'm definitely looking forward to that. I asked Marco how did he think this fight was going to go. He says he's going to end it.
My prediction? Pain.
But he's ready to go. So, and that's going to be for the welterweight champion. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm ready to get these fights started. They're going to start in about an hour. But, man, so how many fights have you said you've been to, like, four fights?
Yeah, I've been to, four, yeah.
So, and it's been in, like, venues like this?
Yeah.
In your experience, I want to get your word on this. In your experience, what has the crowd been like in venues like this?
Loud. Loud as hell.
Yeah, and from what I've been told, we can definitely expect that, especially when Hajji Brothers fight. Like I said, they have a... But from what I've been told, the Albanian nation definitely comes out, and they're going to be loud. And if things don't go the way they want it, it could get a little ugly. So I'll make sure I protect it.
There could be a riot. Good to know.
I'll make sure I protect the equipment. But I'm definitely looking forward to a good time. And hopefully, if you're listening to this, you're on your way down here right now for a great night of fights here at Burton Manor in Livonia. Let me make sure I get that out there at XXC.
Awesome.
Yes, sir. Make sure you go check out XXClive.com so you get more details on that fight and future fights. And, we'll definitely be partnering up with them for future fights down the line. Like I said, normally I have Kyle here to give more details about the fights. because you were stuck with me.
Sorry.
But you're not bad.
Sorry to everybody who tuned in this episode expecting a nice in-depth analysis of the MMA matches.
Yeah, Kyle.
Fights, or whatever the hell they're called.
Yeah, Kyle, he's trained with most of these guys that is going to be on this card today, and he knows most of them.
Should have done the whole thing as Howard Cosell tonight at TXC.
Or you can do John Matt, Yeah. See if that guy punches.
See what you got? Is that guy punches right there, and then he gets over there, and he's run over there.
See, if you punch that guy in the face hard enough, you're probably going to knock him out. Thanks, John. Man, but I'm looking forward to a good time here tonight. But what's on your mind? That's about all I got as far as MMA wise. What's on your mind, Dave?
It looks like, dude, the crowd's starting to come in and starting to fill in, so it should be a pretty packed house, which is always good. I mean, the last thing you want, you know, is to get a venue and have a fully stacked card and then have like 8 people show up. That's the worst.
Yeah, that's never good.
Yeah, no. But no, so it should be awesome. No, I mean it seems that, dude, they've, you know, everything that I've seen here looks insanely well put together. I mean, I've seen some shit show promotions. These guys seem to really know what they're doing, and they're really on their game, and they've kind of got it down to a science, which is really nice to see.
Yeah, talking to Kyle, I've heard some horror stories about Michigan MMA. It's relatively, you know, new here, and from some of the stories that I've heard, that great shows and, you know, well put together shows is kind of a rarity.
You know, and there's a lot, dude. There's a lot of that in any of the indie feds. You know, I mean, it's, you know, with the wrestling. You know, there's some that are insanely well put together. There's some that you might as well just be sitting in somebody's backyard. You know, I mean, it is what it is.
If you can set up a ring, hey, let's just go ahead and have
exactly
in my backyard. Or something.
Right, we'll just throw some mattresses down and have at it. Life will be good.
Man, back to Square Circle Review. Who were the guys that put that together besides yourself? And
So it's the it's Casey. You know, they used to, its history is Theater Bazaar. This was the wrestling that happened with Theater Bazaar when they were back on the old state fairgrounds.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, so I mean, it's been around for a long, long time, and it's, like I said, they went dark for, so, you know, one of the other guys who had a show on our network, Mark Pants, you know, who hopped on, you know, he had a show, This Should Be the News, did another one called Mustard and Onions, because that's how you should always get your conies, and then he hopped on with us for Worst Meatball, and then he died.
Oh.
And so, you know, he was the announcer and one of the driving forces behind Squared Circle. And so when he died, they kind of went dark for a while.
Wow.
And then Casey reached out and said, hey, I know, like, you know, you and, you know, you guys and Mark were tight. Right. You know, would you want to, you know, like, all right, well, yeah, let's sit down and talk. And it made sense. You know, like, you know, the one they did a couple weeks ago, you know, included a memorial for Mark. So yeah, I mean, it's they're great guys, and they're definitely dedicated to putting on a solid show, which, I mean, that's the thing. You know, it's entertaining, and you'll sit there and you'll laugh your ass off, but you're also going to be just amazed and entertained what about some of these guys can do.
Yeah, like I said, I was out of town for a funeral when the show went on. I was planning on going. I was disappointed because I was definitely looking forward to seeing the show itself, because when Bob was basically explaining it to me, I'm like, that sounds so crazy that I have to see it.
Oh yeah, no, this is the over the top cartoony shit that Bob dragged me to convince me that wrestling was cool, to get us sucked into wrestling.
Right.
Originally. That's how that happened. So this was the bait in the bait and switch that he used to get me to say yes.
Wow. But also I wanted to see, maybe I wouldn't be able to, you know, see the backstage stuff, but see how you guys put together events, because, I mean, not trying to, you know, butter you up or anything like that, but from a guy that's did podcasting on his own and is now over at the Podcast Detroit Network, like, you guys put together a great product there at Podcast Detroit, and
we don't half-ass shit. I'm not physically capable. Like, if we're going to do something, we're going to friggin' do it. Right. And if we can't do it right, then we're not going to do it.
And to me, that's the best way to do it. That's, you know, it's just professional courtesy, you know. Yep. If you're going to do it the right way. So,
well, and it's, you know, and it's also like recognizing, you know, it's okay to start somewhere and be at the right, as long as you're at the right starting point.
Right.
Like us, yeah, hell, we'd love to have, you know, big screens in all the studios to let people cast to, and, you know, in 4 camera angles and all that shit.
Right.
We ain't there yet.
Right.
You know, when we get there, great. But until then, you know, we're still doing it right.
Right.
You know, and we, you know, and we, you know, just making, because, I mean, again, especially that, like, dude, we record our own show there. We right. want our own stuff to look solid and sound solid and be good.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, that's, and, you know, we wouldn't want anything less for anybody else who walked in the door.
And we talked about Free Podcast Day a little bit earlier. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was a great idea. I wish we had known about that when we first started doing our show. But yeah, for those of you listening that are, you know, if you just have an idea, have ever thought about getting into radio, podcasting, if you just like talking and you want people to listen to you and you don't know how to do it, check out Free Podcast Day at Podcast Detroit, man.
Well, or, I mean, if you're doing it, if you're doing something at home, like in your garage or in your basement, or if you're recording somewhere else and you just want to check out what we have to offer. I mean, our biggest growth last year was people that had been recording at home. And then one of two things happened. Either they were ready for it to start sounding better, or they were ready to start having guests on their show, and they didn't want them in their living room. So, I mean, so they started recording in a studio. I mean, and that worked out really, really well. I mean, it's fun watching people get that same exhilarated face that I have. I mean, like, you know, so we just did episode 242 of our show last Monday night.
Wow.
It's still the fastest 2 hours of my life every week. Like, it's just, it's amazing. It burns, and time burns through.
And you were saying that basically you wanted the show to sound better, or you start wanting to get guests, and we kind of fell into both of those. Like, I was editing the shows myself, and
right.
It's like, man, editing a show, it's hard, man. It's time consuming. So
yep.
Not having to do that was great.
Oh, I'm right there with you, because now Jess does all that stuff for me.
I'm going to say, poor Jess, man.
Yeah, hey. She's compensated for it.
Yeah, but hopefully very, very well. Yeah. Shout out to Jess. But, with our show, with Kyle was able to get a lot of MMA guests for our show, like
yep.
Miles Drury, Cody Stamen. I was able to get Sam Alvey, who all fight in the UFC. Tony Thunder, who's the wrestler on our show, he got Congo Kong in the studio. Mysterious Movado.
Oh, yeah, Josh, yep.
Yep. And we have people calling in, like Human Tornado, who's great, you know, one of my favorite indie wrestlers, yeah. You know, getting Booker T and Bruce Pritchard and Eric Bischoff on the show from Contacts
at Astronomicon. Yep.
So, yeah, one of the reasons why we wanted to come to Podcast Detroit is because we wanted a professional setting that, you know, hey, a person that you don't know who I am comes to my house.
Yeah.
You know? But no, hey, meet us at this studio.
Yep.
You know, come record your interview with us. And you know, when people come in and see this, like, oh, this is a nice setup right
here. Well, and that's the thing. I mean, I think it, you know, we got back to kind of attitude and mindset earlier. I do. I mean, I think it helps the attitude and mindset when, you know, somebody walks in and is like, oh, shit, this isn't somebody's basement. Like, oh, wait, you guys have a kegerator? Wait,
I was about to say, there's a kegerator.
You got booze? Wait, and there's, like, soundproofing on the walls? And, oh, all right.
Yeah. And there's Star Wars decanters as well that should stay there.
Yeah, exactly. Our poor stormtrooper heads. Well, you know, and like, you know, and that's the thing. I mean, like, you know, we try to support back. I mean, you know, you look at, you know, all of the, like, all the stuff we have on the walls is right. All from Comic-Con. You know, whether it's artists or, you know, people we've met or stuff we've done and people we've hung out with and that kind of stuff. I mean, that's the whole point, is that, you know, we're trying to build a good community space. I mean, it's easy. You know, it doesn't take much to, you know, put up some walls and put up some tiles and throw a mic in it,
right.
You know, but to actually build something out that people enjoy going to, that's a little more complicated.
Right. And, you know, like I said, not trying to blow smoke up your ass, man, but you guys have done a great job there, man. Like,
thanks. Appreciate it.
Anybody that's ever, like I said, ever thought about doing a podcast, Free Podcast Day, the next one is, what, May 5th, I think?
Yeah, whatever that. It's the first Saturday of the month, which is, and actually, that's PenguinCon weekend, so we're thinking we might have to move it, but we're kind of too late to move it now, so I'm sure we'll still let it ride. And
okay.
We'll just let Jess run it, and may the force be with her.
But basically, the first Saturday of every month,
yep.
Free Podcast Day. Even if you have no plan, you don't know what you want to talk about, just sign up anyway, come up there, and just give it a shot.
And we get a lot of that. I won't say a lot. We get probably maybe a quarter of the folks that show up are in that world. Like, they have no idea. They just, yeah, you know, I've got thoughts in my head, and I'm going to sit down in front of a mic and see what happens.
Right.
You know, and then we've got people, you know, we have people that have been, you know, recording forever at home, you know, that come in and try it out. We've got folks that record elsewhere that come in and try it out. We've got, you know, just a little, you know, a little bit of everything, and that's the cool part of it. I mean, because it's nice to get that, it's nice to get the feedback from all those different people.
Yeah. No more smoke up your ass. I'm done now.
All right, cool.
So, yeah, the fights are getting ready to start in about 30 minutes. I know you've got other things that you've got to do. The busiest man in podcasting in the Michigan area.
Yeah, there's yet another remote going on tonight. So, yeah, that's my next stop.
You want to go ahead and promote that real quick?
Sure. We'll be at Smalls and Hamtramck for New Wave 80s night, man.
Yeah, so if you're not...
It's tubular.
So, I was... at my oldest, I was 5 in the 80s, so I don't really know too much of the terms, but yeah, we'll go with
so
that.
So I was, my oldest, I would have been 17, so yeah. I am the 80s. That's it. It's where Bob and I both, I think, and that's where Bob and I both stopped developing mentally. It's what, although what we've learned, so here's what SiriusXM has taught me. It's actually not the 80s I'm obsessed with. It's like 1983 to about 1994. If it falls into that realm, I'm good. Anything before, because like I'm not into like don't give me Eddie Rabbit. I don't want to hear I Love a Rainy Night. I don't want to hear the Mbappa Mao Elvira. No, that's not, no. And I don't want to hear, you know, the whatever the hell you want to call it from the, like the mid to late 90s that was the start of suck. But like that 11-year period was just amazing. So yeah, that's that. So we'll see how it goes tonight.
83 to 94.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to do some research on that because I'm a big hip-hop guy. And, like, yeah, before, to me, like, about 97, 98 and back. You know, that's where.
See, I am so in the Chris Rock school of thought of that. Like, you know, like, hey, you know what? I can explain, you know,
I know
bring the
going.
Noise. I can explain Fight the Power. I can explain You Must Learn. Man, I can't rationalize. Move, bitch. Get out the way. There's no. Dude, give me Kool Moe Dee. Give me KRS-One. Give me EPMD. Give me Tribe Called Quest. Give me that all day, every day. And I'm a happy camper.
Yes, sir. I think they have a Return of the Legends concert.
Eric
up.
B. and Rakim are getting back together. We're hunting tickets.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's good to know I'm not the only
one. Oh, yeah.
When
oh,
I saw
yeah.
that, I'm like, I get to see him together. I've seen Rakim by himself, but
yeah.
Eric B?
Yeah.
Man, I might
must
to,
do.
I'm going to go ahead write that down on my bucket list of things to do.
Yeah, I think it's like June 5th, if I recall correctly. I'm going to double check, yeah.
That sounds about right. But anything else going on? Podcast Detroit?
No.
ITND?
Obviously, you know? Check all the, podcastdetroit.com or, you know, Podcast Detroit on Facebook, Twitter, wherever else. And ITND, Facebook, Twitter, or everywhere else. We are all the things.
Falling Down Beer Company, man. Why don't you go?
Oh, yeah. We bought a brewery. There's that, too. Yeah. So, Falling Down Beer Company. We're at 10 and Aquinder and Warren, and then right on Main Street up in Oxford.
Okay. And,
Got you some cards you can hand out to people for
oh,
like
yeah, you get
half
a,
off beer.
Half off your first pint.
Yeah.
You have to have the card.
Well,
or
yeah. Just, I mean, that's okay. The thing. So, you know, if you're on your way here, find Devin. Get a card.
Yes, definitely. And a wristband.
Yeah.
And, I'm trying to think of things we have coming up. This week, I think we have Sal the Pally Prince coming up on the show, who we've had before. Make sure you check out Knockouts and Three Counts, 9 on Tuesdays, 9 p.m. Well, 9-ish. It usually doesn't start at 9.
It, gets, it happens.
Normally, everybody's getting in there or Randy's late. But 9 o'clock on Tuesdays on Podcast Detroit, we'll be having, like I said, Sal the Pally Prince on there. I think that's our guest this week. We've got so many more guests lined up. Make sure you go listen to our archives. We got Eric Bischoff, Bruce Pritchard, Booker T.
Yeah, you guys have had some solid guests.
Yes, yes, yes. A lot of UFC guys as well, so make sure you go check that out. Oh, for those of you that follow me on social media, go to Devin63, that's Devinthe63 on Twitter, and hit me up on Instagram at Allsteak No Sizzle, that's one word. Next Saturday, I'll be recording with a good friend of mine, D. Murph, who he runs a show called Why Not Sports down in Houston. I'll be calling in on his show. I'll be talking wrestling and MMA with him. He reached out to me and said, hey, I need somebody that knows wrestling. And
cool.
I know you know your shit. So I'm like, okay, I'll help you out. So make sure you check him out. Like I said, his show is called Why Not Sports. Check him out on pretty much all platforms. He's part of the pod family that I was a former member of. I think I'm still a member. I'm just not really active right now.
Right.
Because I'm over here at Podcast Detroit. Make sure you check out D. Murph and his show. And like I said, I'll be on there recording on the 21st. I think he puts his out on Sunday. So the 22nd, make sure you look for that. I'll throw it up on all my social
cool.
media and all that good stuff. Go to KO3CPod.com to get all of our social media on the Knockouts 3 Counts page. Me, Tony Thunder, Mr. Kev, Kyle Collison, Kyle Campbell. I think that's all of my guys. Oh yeah, myself.
Yeah, you. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm on there too. So make sure you go to KO3CPod.com and check out all of our information. Hey, if you're looking for a car, go to SouthfieldQualityCars.com. Take a look at their inventory. And when you go in to make your purchase, use the reference code 19309 and you will receive $500 off of your purchase.
That doesn't suck.
Not at all. So you got good credit, bad credit, no credit. If your credit score is a single digit or a double digit, go on in there. They'll find something for you. I think that's all the plugs that I can think of right now. All right,
cool.
So, yeah. This was fun. You got to do more live remotes, man.
Dude, I love live remotes.
Yeah, it's just, you know, just sit there, shoot the shit. Hopefully next time, you know, Kyle actually be able to make it. Like I said.
Yeah, details.
You know, thoughts and prayers to his family. Hopefully everything is working out over there. All right, with all that being said, until next time, people, make sure you check out all those social medias. And, yeah, that's it. Next time. Peace.